Mary, can I help you?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Judah with Rhonda's House Home Care. How are you?
I'm good, Judah. How are you?
Amazing. I actually don't think you and I ever spoke. I'm one of the new administrators here in the company. Well, first I wanted to say hello to you and introduce myself. I know that I heard a lot of great things about you guys and know that we're working well together. We have some mutual patients. So good to put a name to a voice, right?
Yes.
Amazing. Very good. I wanted to call up with you. I'm not one or two members. Is that okay? Do you have a minute now?
Yes. Give me 1 second to finish a click.
Of course. You've got to save that note, Mary.
All right. Right. Are you typing as well?
Yeah, this will make good use of the time, you know?
Right.
Well, let me know when you're ready and I'll stop.
No worries. Five. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, very good. So I wanted to ask you like this regarding patient Ruby Thorndike.
Yes.
So I know that you're in touch with Nikki from my office with regard to stopping the authorization with the other agency and having it start with us. So update on that is.
You wanted to know the update on it?
Yeah, you were able to get through to them. And.
So yesterday, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I got a voicemail that she hasn't finished her orientation yet. That was yesterday. And that they would let me know.
Who's she, the caregiver?
The caregiver, yes.
Okay, so you're waiting on us?
Yes, once she is, fully hired in for you and done what she needs to do, I have no problem putting that service plan in for her.
Perfect.
You guys, not at all. And I can retroact. I say it happens tomorrow. I can retroauthorize it that way.
Okay, you can retroauthorize till when? Till today?
So if she has officially, when she officially starts with you, your company and is Ruby's caregiver, say she started Friday, but I wasn't here, and I put the auth in for Monday, I can retro auth for payment for starting on that date of service Friday.
Like the 23rd or the 20th or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Amazing. Okay, so let me write these notes because I'm going to get confirmation. I thought she was fully compliant because she worked with us on another case, but I'm going to double-check and get back to you right away, okay? Let me just put these in that the caregiver is not fully compliant, and once she is, they will send over the auth. Amazing. Okay. Now, with the authorizations, how do you send it over to us? Is it an email? Is it in a portal that we could find it?
Yeah, so what happens is I write the service plan and I send it over to be approved with 9 times out of 10 internally. It's not disapproved. Things Ruby's been here for a while. It's just a transition. And then you give it about 24 hours, and it should show up in the portal.
Okay, which portal is this, CareSource?
I believe so. I honestly don't know that end. I'm just told that, we'll find it in the portal. I said, all right, great.
Okay, that's good. Do you send – I'll check that portal just to get more familiar with it. Do you send over, an email or a fax or mail the authorization or give us an auth number or anything like that?
No, it should show up there. But if you do need an auth number, just let me know.
Amazing. Okay, I'm going to write this down. You can also send over an auth number. Perfect. Okay. I'm writing this down over here. I'm going to get back to you shortly. Okay. What is your email address, Mary?
M. Kender, MKENDER, at DHEO.org. It's sometimes easier to get through me to email because I'm in and out all the time. You just have to catch me.
Amazing. Well, I'm going to send you an email now with my email address.
Okay.
Let me ask you about another patient while I have you on the line. Lynn Davis, I think
Lynn?
This might be yours or Janelle Willis Trustlow's.
That would be Janelle.
Janelle's okay, fine. So before I ask you to transfer me, okay, so that was the only one that I'm waiting with you on. I want to let you know that we are open, so if you have other cases of patients looking for an aid or looking for an agency, please think of us because we are very open to business.
Oh, absolutely. I will most definitely keep that in mind.
Do you have cases like that sometimes come up that they're looking for services and you need an agency to work with?
I have 80 members, so I'm sure we'll be in contact. I usually send it over to Case Assist, and whoever, like, bites on it first, come provide it, who gets it. But I can ask around and see, but I'll most definitely send a message.
Amazing. We are on that list as well, which is great. I'm going to send you an email, so if you ever wanted to send them directly for a quick response, you have me over here. We'll take good care of your members, as I'm sure everyone does, but at Rhonda's house we do it, plus one.
Fantastic. I will keep that in mind.
Fine. I'm going to send you an email, like I said, just introducing myself and also giving you an update on that patient, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Perfect.
Are you able to transfer me over to Janelle, or let me know what her extension is, and I'll give her a call?
I could. Let me put you on hold for one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, thank you for your call. You have reached Janelle Truslow, CareSource Case Manager at Direction Home of Eastern Ohio. I am currently away from my desk or am out of the office making visits. I check my messages throughout the day, so please leave a detailed message and your call will be returned as soon as possible, but no later than 2 business days. If this is an urgent matter, you can press the star key and ask to speak to my supervisor, Kayla Babos, at extension 182. Thank you so much.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Judah with Rhonda's House Home Healthcare. When you get a chance, if you can please give me a call back at 234-363-9100. Or you can call me on my direct number at 234-362-9100. Thank you so much.